Ken, just so we can make sure we got it straight down here, could you run through again what you were doing and then the sequence of events?
Okay, Hank, I'm not real sure when this happened. I was trying to see if I could pick up one of the planets in the optics, and I was using P-52, and I had going in and I was calling option 3 and then putting in planet vectors out of the flight plan. And I thought I was going to catch, I guess it was, it looked like I had just missed it. And I was driving around, just kind of looking around to see what I could see in the sky, and waiting to try and pick up Jupiter. And somewhere in there, I guess I came down to zero the optics or do something, and I looked down and saw I had a Ping's light. And I guess I had just recently, I guess I was about ready to give up on it and call Pooh. And I think I had, in fact, I think I called Pooh at or just before the time we ended up with the gimbal lock and the no attitude. And that was just a couple of seconds or so, I guess, before I called you about it, maybe 15 seconds or so.
Okay, you got a gimbal lock.
I can't think of any combination of disky inputs. I was trying to think if I could have made some combination of disky inputs, it might have, had I gotten in almost the right input, that I could have caused a problem, but I don't see where I was using any verbs or nouns that could have done this.
Okay, you got a gimbal lock, no at. Did you get an ISS warning?
No, sir, it did not.
Go good.
And the now 20s were approximately correct for both pitch and roll, although the middle gimbal angle was completely out to lunch.